The issue comes up this morning before the Council Finance Committee. Parking Commissioner Kevin Helfer is slated to present the city's plan to open up 750 parking spaces downtown by removing restrictions on spaces all over the business district, raising rates, and extending payment hours to as late as 10 p.m. The plan doesn't call for a new parking ramp, partially because of an estimated $20 million cost. Buffalo Place Chair Keith Belanger says his group has problems with some of the proposals.
Like charging for parking after hours.
The other commercial strips.
We have several thousand people living in downtown now who, park on the street and then drive to work someplace the next day. We have, patrons of our bars and restaurants, where I don't know that we're quite ready to start charging for parking on the street at night.
Both sides agree much of the pressure on parking spaces reflects the greater resident population downtown and more coming into the area for partying or for attending events in Shays. It's going to get worse if a surface parking lot with 400 spaces on Ellicott Street is replaced by 201 units of affordable housing. Buffalo Place's new parking study is expected to say there is already a shortage of 1,500 parking spaces. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.